Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1492. 14 easy and sneaky ways to exercise for busy people, part one, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating a bunch of different blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So when this happens, I read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's talk about ways to sneak in some of that exercise as we optimize your life. 14 easy and sneaky ways to exercise for busy people, part one, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. How to fit exercise into a busy schedule without a ton of effort. In a perfect world, we'd all have an hour to spare every day to go to the gym. But the reality is, you can't even get enough hours to sleep, let alone hit the gym. I get it. I know your struggle. A few years ago, I encountered the same problem. I had just graduated from university and landed my first real job. The position was an exciting role, one that really tested my chops and made me grow leaps and bounds. But it was definitely more than I could chew at the time. Not to mention the commute to and from work took 3 hours out of my day. It was exhausting. I was also living by myself for the first time in my life. By the time I got home, cooked dinner, and washed up, it would be almost time for bed. I was so tired that even if I could find half an hour to hit the gym, every cell in my body resisted. And pretty soon, I started to gain weight, feel sluggish, and was sick much more often. Concerned for my own health, I promised myself I would try to get back into exercising regularly. But the question was, how could I fit exercise into a busy schedule without running myself ragged? The solution? I started looking for creative ways to squeeze in exercise throughout my day, ways to exercise at home, during my daily commute, and at work, while I complete the necessary daily tasks. With a little ingenuity, I was able to get more exercise done without having to set aside a big chunk of time each day for it. And today, I'm going to share those exercise ideas with you. Here's my list of 14 activities you can do, even if you've got so much on your plate you don't realize you've worn your shirt inside out until you're on the train to work. Yep, been there, done that. In fact, these exercises are so actionable, you can even do many of them while you listen to this post. 14 easy ways to sneak in exercise throughout your day. 1. Do the horse stance while you brush your teeth. How long do you spend brushing your teeth? Hopefully for at least 2 minutes, right? That's time you can use to sneak in a mini but powerful exercise. It's called the horse stance. The horse stance is a basic and yet important posture in Asian martial arts. The posture helps improve overall endurance and does an amazing job at strengthening the back and leg muscles. Like the name suggests, the horse stance resembles the posture you'd make when you're riding a horse. It's basically a wide squat. Here's how you do a proper horse stance. Stand with your feet wide apart, meaning past your shoulders, and keep your toes pointing forward or on a slightly outward angle. Lower your body until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Once you're in position, try to keep yourself steady for as long as you can while brushing your teeth. Now don't worry if you can't squat low enough or long enough when you first start doing the horse stance. Do what you're comfortable with, and you'll eventually get better at it, I promise. But again, do this simple move while you brush your teeth for insanely toned legs. 2. 10-minute power workout during lunch. Use 10 minutes from your lunch break for a power workout. Yes, just 10 minutes is all it takes. 10 minutes is more than enough time to reap the benefits of exercise. In fact, research shows that a 10-minute high-intensity interval workout may be just as effective as a 50-minute exercise routine. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT, typically follows this pattern. A short period of burst, meaning you exercise at your full capacity, followed by a period of rest. You then repeat this burst-rest cycle several times. And generally, a full high-intensity interval training workout would last no more than 12 to 15 minutes, which makes it a fantastic exercise to squeeze into your lunch hour. Now, don't worry if you can't finish the whole workout the first time around. Just do what you can, and if you need to take a longer break in between the bursts, then do it. I love to do a high-intensity interval training workout by skipping rope. You get a fantastic workout that's super effective for shredding belly fat and toning the legs without having to get on the floor. All you need to do is jump as fast as you can for 30 seconds, rest for 1 minute, and repeat. 3. Tighten your abs while you sit in traffic. Traffic feels like such a time waster, right? But hey, look at it this way. The time you spend in traffic is time you can use to exercise. Try this simple ab workout the next time you're sitting in traffic. Inhale for 3 seconds and slowly expand your tummy outward until you have a belly full of air. Then exhale for 3 seconds and tuck your tummy inward towards your spine. Then hold for 3 more seconds while your belly is fully contracted. Then repeat this 10 to 15 times. This workout is not only super effective for toning your core muscles, it's also a great stress reliever. And the best part is, compared to the other ab workouts, this one feels like a breeze. 4. Do calf raises while you wait in line. You can do the next simple exercise while you wait in line at the bus stop, the grocery store, or the coffee shop. Start with your feet flat on the ground, slightly apart. Raise both feet slowly until you're standing on your toes. Hold this position for 3 to 5 seconds. Then lower your feet and repeat these steps 10 to 15 times. This exercise will give you stunning tone and definition in your calves, but that's not all. It can also improve your balance and give you greater ankle stability. For the best results, remember to go slow and give those calves a good stretch when you're done. 5. Inner thigh workout while you type away. The next exercise is something you can easily do while typing away at your desk. Place a medicine ball between your knees. Squeeze your knees together as hard as you can for 3 seconds and relax, and then repeat 10 to 15 times. This exercise is great for strengthening your inner thighs, which are important for stabilizing your hips and helping you keep balance. It will also help prevent lower back pain and knee pain, which you'd get if you sit for too long. 6. Crunch your abs at your desk. Do you hunch over at your desk all day long? Come on, I know you do. I'm guilty of this too. Don't just stare at the computer screen for 8 hours. You're not a machine. You need to give yourself a much-needed break here and there. But instead of scrolling your Instagram on your break, why not do something that will make you feel good inside and out? All you need is a sturdy chair. Now here's what you do. Sit close to the edge of your chair and tuck in your stomach. Lean back until your shoulder blades touch the back of the chair. Keep yourself steady by grabbing onto the chair with your hands on either side of your hip. Point your toes until your feet are barely touching the ground. Then lift your right leg up and bring your right knee toward your body. Hold for 2 seconds. Lower that right leg while bringing your left knee toward your body. Then repeat 10 to 15 times on each side. 7. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 14 Easy and Sneaky Ways to Exercise for Busy People by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Sabrina actually mentioned some of the sneaky exercises that I personally love to do. Now that the California State University system is back to mostly in-person classes, I have become reacquainted with my hour and a half commute, one way. Yes, that means just like Sabrina, I spend 3 hours a day commuting. Now, besides listening to audiobooks, I spend some of that time taking deep breaths and crunching my abs, just like Sabrina mentioned in today's article. I find that when I do this, I also become more aware of my posture. I'll find myself shifting from a slouched position to a more upright position. Also, when I'm attending one of my many Zoom meetings, I'll perform seated calf raises. And as Sabrina mentioned, when waiting in line, I'll perform standing calf raises there too. I love doing it because I also feel it stretching my plantar tendons and my toes too. So yes, it is absolutely possible to sneak in some activity throughout the day. And you may wonder, well, does any of this actually help with anything? Let me put it to you this way. These little tricks may not get you the body you've always wanted, but doing these things is still way better for you than doing nothing at all. Plus, these small wins may eventually translate to more structured activity and more purposeful activities. That's the power of momentum. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening every day and being a subscriber. I'll be back here to finish up this post tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.